2005 college training in Montreal, Canada, with Brother Titus Chu. David, the man after God's heart. Message 12.
Well, we have to cover two major things. One is David's wife, one is David's mighty man. Brother, just relate to any of the items. We relate to most of the single items that we need a whole meeting. So I'll just have to read over real quick concerning Dave's wives. Dave has eight wives. I remember in 1955 or 56, I was in the training with Brother Lee. He made one comment. He never expounded. He said, if the man typifies Christ, then their wife typifies the church. Amen. You know, that one statement has affected my study of the word. Well, but there's too much here. I don't think we have time for it. Anyway, how about I just read David's wife to you, then we come to mighty man. Because all you young people desire to be a mighty man. Amen. And no sister wants to be among eight wives. So the first part is not that attractive. So point A, as David typifies Christ, his wives typify the church. The eight wives portray the process we experience through the church life, or the enjoyment we have in the church life. Now it began with Michal, all the way to Bathsheba. There is a sequence and there are highlights. So, well, because our burden is not on this, I just read to you quickly. Michal, what does Michal mean? Who is perfect and a small brook? Isn't God's government? Isn't God the government? You know, he's a government. So even when David married the first wife, he married a small brook. And his understanding is, who is perfect? Isn't that the beginning of your church life? You come into church life with two realizations. Number one, you are imperfect. You need salvation. Number two, church life makes you somewhat happy. You feel bad, meeting's okay. You're depressed, sing a song. You're very bothered, read some Bible. Or fellowship with the brothers. All these are small brooks. They are not related to God's economy, but they surely will give you a good beginning to bring you into God's economy. So David married the second wife, Ahinoam, right? What does it mean? Brothers of pleasure, pleasantness, beauty, and motion. So now you're in the church life. What do you see? In the church life, you say, wow, how good are the brothers? How good are the sisters? Don't you realize God's government here? Now, of course, in spiritual experiences, we should spend a lot of time on number one, then a lot of time on number three, which we can't. But anyway, then after you really enjoy the brothers, really enjoy the presence of the brothers, then you come to the third wife, Abigail. What does it mean? It means the father's joy or the source of joy. That become our healthy experience of the Lord in the church life. But remember that he married Michal, paid the price. He has to give up something to fight, to kill the Philistines, 200, right, as a testimony. Hundredfold testimony for him to really come into the church life. The second one, there's no record. How did he marry him? What is her background? The Bible has no record. We only know there's such a sweet wife, and the Bible always say David's two wife. This is number two and number three. Number three comes by what? By a long process with a sister, Abigail, very wise in his wisdom in making and handling decisions. You know, if you want to enjoy the church life somewhat in full, Actually, this three is the first stage. That desires are needed, decided by your wisdom. And you know how to make the right decision, and you know how to take the right process to enjoy the Father as your joy, to enjoy the Father as a source of joy. You need to give up your old husband, neighbor. In other words, everyone, before they come into the church life, even when they first come into the church life, they got a terrible husband. His name is Stupid. But for some reason, he occupies you. You know, a job, Stupid. Sister, medical school. Ha-ha. Well, only when you make a vow, when I be a doctor, I'll take care of the sins free. Do you know? You know, don't nod your head. No doctor wants to do that. You know why? Not because they want money. They're just too tired. You know, the doctor's job is too tiring. So I finally come home. I can have a little rest. Now you brother come. This is I have a hair pain or nail pain. And it's just... Then the 4, 5, 6, 7 were in the good time. Because the church life is in the good time, so number one, Maker, right? You were pressed on, worn, fastened. This indicates that in the church life, we can be pressed on and worn on occasions. Is that our life should be? Meeting, testifying, tick-tock, tick-tock. Then preaching gospel, tick-tock, tick-tock. Then pray, tick-tock, tick-tock. Read the Bible. I tell you, if you don't have a fresh Christ, the church life is very boring. I'd rather be with neighbor. At least there's some fun. But if with a fresh Christ, then the church life is surely enjoying. So when you tell the Lord, Lord, when I'm pressed on, when I'm worn out, I like to come to you. I will take you as my Savior, my enjoyment on all the occasions. So you come to fifth experience, Hedges, that my festival rejoicing. Now I rejoice in the Lord. Now you come to another level. You see level 1 and 3. Level 2 and 5. Then you come Abital, father of dew, fresh, or father of shadow. So all of a sudden you find out the church life is so fresh, so heavenly, and the church in the church life, you also go through shadows. Church life is romantic. Just think about one of the wife. Name means either I'm so fresh to you or I'm going to kill you. Isn't that marvelous? Could you ever imagine when I follow the Lord in the church life? There's one experience. Really kill me. But I found out it's dew. There's one experience. Really the dew. Fresh dew in the morning. That means somewhat in resurrection. Passing the dark nights. Then I found out it's a shadow. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I tell you, brother, Lord knows. I enjoy the church life. Sorry, I don't have time. Otherwise, this kind of message needs a lot of testimonies. Otherwise, I'll give you stories upon stories upon stories to tell you how to enjoy this stuff. Then you come to the seventh wife, right? What? Eglis, a heifer or chariot. You know, red heifer is for offering, not heifer. But anyway, according to 1 Samuel 16:2, heifers relate to the sacrifice for the anointing of the king. Until you see how you developed? Eventually, some royalty come into your being. Think about it. The first wife, Michal, is just a little broke. Go through experience through years. Eventually, Eglis come in. So you are really, you see, heifer itself. It's not the offering. But for some reason, Samuel used the heifer to remember, he called all the people come to select the king, that sacrifice. So eventually, heifers relate to the sacrifice for the anointing of the king. This means that as we grow in the church life, we will be anointed as a blessing to the congregation. Amen. How about that, young sister? Your name is, your last name. Oh, don't tell me. My memory shouldn't be that bad. Your dad is a nurse, male nurse. No? Work. I thought he's a male nurse in the operating room. Oh, now he works in it. That's the same. I know your dad. Your mom graduated from Williams or Smith College. Yeah, you see, I remember all this. I just can't remember the name. Well, young sister, don't you desire one day, Lord Jesus, can I be eggless? I will be so anointed by go through all these experiences. So eventually, I will become a blessing to the sins I am with. You know, we usually take these kind of things as it's a zealous thing to do. I've been through a good conference. I've been through a good training. I will go back. I will be life to them. Well, you can, because even a little small brook would have life. But remember, eventually, the life-giving brothers are sisters to the church life. They go through a long process. Do you get my point? Then eventually, you come to the last one, Bathsheba, daughter of oaths, daughter of satisfaction. Later, his name was Bathsheba, that means daughter of wells. In the beginning, she's a daughter of oaths, daughter of satisfaction. Then even with her growth, development, her name became what? Bathsheba, the daughter of wells. Be mature in the church life with full trust in the Lord because you are the daughter of oaths. I trust in the Lord. Not because there's anything. I look like I'm walking on top of marbles, but I still can serve. I still can labor. I still can be burdened. I still can exercise. I know I walk on top of marbles. Any moment I can fall, but the Lord is my trust. Amen. Do you get my point? So this is a daughter of oaths. Then what? With full trust in the Lord, satisfied in Him and only in Him. Because I'm a daughter of satisfaction. I know now everything I go through, including my anointing. That's the number 7, right? Including I'm being anointed, become a blessing to them. Eventually I know I'm a daughter of satisfaction. The Lord is my satisfaction through and in the church life. Then eventually what? And wealthy in enjoying the blessing of triune God. So now you testify, I'm a daughter of wealth. Isn't that good? You look many of the spiritual men. Don't you have the realization? These men are daughters of wealth. They are rich. They are rich. They are rich before the Lord. They are rich in experiences. They are rich in operations. They are rich in rendering blessings to the members of body of Christ. Well, we go so fast, we have to. So we come to David's mighty man. So I give you something to say. Number one, all the mighty men are not necessarily that mighty. And all the mighty men are not for the sake of mighty. You know, you look at it, it's interesting. The mighty man was recorded in 3 stages. Firstly, these are the mighty men. Many could be with him from beginning, with him in the cave of Adullam. Many, that's 400. Many of the 400 later become mighty men. The second tier, was when he was in the city called Ziklag. When he was in the city in the Ziklag, right? He didn't have any kingdom yet, but many people come to him, help him as mighty man, help him to raise up the kingdom. Then when he became the king in Hebrew, many, many people came to him, helped him to build up the kingdom. So the three stages, right? First stage, mighty man, we fight because there's a need of war. Second, we fight because we have the kingdom in view. Third, we fight because we want to build up this kingdom. Do you get my point? Bible has a very good sequence. I regret it. I'm sorry, because when I wrote it, well, I was tired. So when I wrote it, I just go through according to how you take care of the church life, rather than how you go through the sequence. This morning, I have about 20 minutes to go over this. I realize, well, the Bible's, the way of Bible list is better than I do. I did it. But since it's typed already, we still go the way I got it. I did it, right? Number one. Who are, what does this mighty man portray? They give you 11 fields. Just like the church life. The church life is filled with field for all the brothers to operate. And every young one desires to grow, should struggle for the field. You know, somewhat I appreciate Rebecca. Your name's Rebecca, right? I appreciate Rebecca. Rebecca in Montreal. Rebecca has a little field. Caused me to be a little jealousy over Rebecca for Brother Ren. I don't know his name. And Brother Zhao. I don't know his name. And Brother Yao. I don't know his name. I don't know your brother's name, but brothers, you brother also should fight for a field. Amen. Without field, you can never manifest to be a mighty man. When he say, here are the mighty men, they always said, they did what? That is a field. What they did was a field for them to become an operative mighty brother in the church life to bless the church. Number two, the mighty man, 11 field, give you a picture of what? Of the portray the church life overall. In the church life, you need all these 11 field in different stages at different times. But you must have them. And what? In this mighty man, the developing of the mighty man also shows how you need to process. I have a proper process with a proper pursuit, with a proper manifestation. Do you get my point or not? I say, the Bible has a very good sequence. Now I regret so much I break it. But I have to go with the sequence I gave to you because also have points. Both have points, have reasons. That the sequence shows you there. If you don't do this, it's hard for you to have the rest. Do you get my point or not? You want to be a mighty man, you should begin the right. That is the right process with manifestation. And certainly, this mighty man have one mark, one unique mark. Not one of them is for their mightiness. Is it a problem with us? Whosoever is a mighty man occupy a territory for himself. All these mighty men, they are all for the king according to the word. In other words, I'm a mighty man, I can speak. I'm a mighty man, I can preach gospel. I'm a mighty man, I can talk with people individually. I'm a mighty man, I can hold conferences. I'm a mighty man, I can do all these spiritual things. Brother, eventually, the Bible said, not one of the mighty men are for their mightiness. All these mighty men are for the kingdom of David. Amen. Spiritually speaking, all these mighty men are for the Lord's testimony. Amen. What is the Lord's testimony? Christ as a reality. Amen. His organic body, his organic universal body is expressed through the local churches. Amen. These are the desire of God. So all the mighty men with all their might, they fight only for this. Number one, they fight that Christ should become the reality of all the saints, of all the churches. Number one. Number two, they fight that the organic, mysterious body, universal body of Christ must be expressed through local churches. Amen. Any ministry who do not serve local churches is not the ministry as according to God. Amen. God's desire is for us to gain Christ. And this Christ we gain must be manifest on this earth. And the manifestation is through the local churches. Amen. Do you get my point? Don't look down at your locality. The place I go, I love them more. Sorry, that's my favoritism. But in practicing such a favoritism, I mock at them. So whenever I say Cleveland, you know why I say that? Because I really love Cleveland. Now I go to Toronto, I say, oh, Toronto. You know why? Because I really love Toronto. But remember that. No matter how much in Christ you have, in Cleveland, there is only one city, one church. And this church is with Christ as content. In locality, as his confinement for the expression. Do you get my point? So what is our mightiness for? Our mightiness is for Christ and the local church.
Amen.
The local church is set according to God. The stronger is the local church, the prevailing will be the testimony. The stronger is the local church, the prevailing will be the manifestation of Christ. So eventually, the bride can prepare herself ready. Is that clear? For this reason, we do need training. We do need training. Brother, my mightiness doesn't come just by chance. David spent time laboring with his 400. And these 400, among 400, some become very manifested, become mighty men. And these mighty men helped him gain Ziklag, right? After he got Ziklag, many more people join him to be the mighty man. Then they gain Hebron. After they gain Hebron, many more people come in to be David's mighty man. Brother, we should see that, Lord. This begins with a group of brothers being trained. Well, do you, brother, mind I tell you some? Somewhere usually we don't talk about it. You know why we need to be trained? We're very different with all the Christian denominations. Every denomination, formal, regular, Orthodox denomination, every denomination has a good Bible school, theological school. Southern Baptist has the best. That is Dallas Seminary or Cemetery, whatever that is. Seminary. Yeah, Dallas Seminary. I tell you all, Dallas Seminary took in 100% the doctrine of John Nelson Darby. The whole thing is based on Scofield Bible. You know, among the Bible, many, many translations. You know, Scofield is one of the good ones with his notes. Why the notes is good? Because all the notes are according to Darby. So Brother Lee once commented, Scofield is John Nelson Darby's salesman. He sells Darby's teaching, you know. And yet Darby, John Nelson Darby's teaching, controls all the regular, formal, orthodoxy, theological schools, seminaries. You know, brother, I came to this country. I went to theological school. Of course, we have no idea what is that, right? So I went to Bright College of the Bible, that is in Fort Worth, Texas. It's sponsored by Disciples of Christ. It's a denomination, it's a theological school, by that denomination. Of course, we at that time in Taiwan, we don't even understand there's a disciple of Christ, which is a branch out of the Church of Christ. So once you become institutionalized, the breaking will be endless. Do you get my point? The Church of Christ, they really believe local church. They really believe Church of Christ believe in this, that the church should have no name. The church is only of Christ. That's why they name themselves the Church of Christ. Then eventually, they become so narrow. Remember that. We are become narrow too. Amen. To that extent, Church of Christ even would teach this, you know, anything can become liberal too. So it's hard to say. But basically, they believe if you are not baptized by them, you are not even saved. Only they can get you saved. Because only they can get you into the Church of Christ. Because they are the Church of Christ. Do you get my point or not? So if you're not their member, they're not quite sure you are even saved. The assembly of Christ branch out because they're too narrow. But brother, branch out is another denomination only, right? So assembly of Christ declare they are more free. Because they're more free, so I went in the theological school, I found out they're liberal. You know, they believe Jehovah is from a god of Babylon, not a creator. Or at least the name of Jehovah is from the god of Babylon. But the dean was a real good brother. The dean teaches us how to pre-read. Could you believe? The dean said this, you know, in his class, he said, student, he's an old man. He's not a good preacher, but he's really a god man, godly person. He said, brother, student, the best way for you to read the Bible is when you read, you pray. When you read, something touch you, you pray. Not pre-read, but read, pray. He helped us with read, pray. Actually, I was so surprised because we practice read, pray, right? I said, well, how come he knows something Brother Lee knows? Well, we were peculiar, you know. If we were taught something, we thought we were the sole owner. Not necessarily. God is able to work. But at the same time, they're very liberal. That's why I left. You know, we don't have a theological school. So any young people, in other words, no training for the young people will have no continuation. Brother Lee was with the Lord now. Am I right? You know, I'm the fourth tier in the church life. Do you get my point? Brother Lee, this year is 100-year-old Brother Lee. Then, second tier, Brother Lee raised up, and Watch Many raised up. We're 90-year-old. Zhang Wucheng is 90-year-old. Stephen Kang, who's still alive, 90-year-old. Then they raise up, some brothers, 80-year-old. And those 80-year-old raise up some brother, 70-year-old. Do you get it or not? Of course, it doesn't go that way, but it's interesting. Those who are somewhat manifest, exact 10 years, 100 year, 90 year, 80 year, 70 year. But, as I said, it's interesting, right? Like Silas Wu, he's 76. Hallelujah for that. Or 77. So it's not exact 10 year, huh? You know, brother, come to our age, once you are over 60, 65, you know age. And you know that, the continuation, all based on the coming. And look at your brothers. Look at your brothers, look at your brothers, sisters. Wild. Right? Sister put a short pant and walk around the street. Walk around the meeting. Sister, a brother get a hat on top, praise God. Brother, so you need a lot of training and perfecting. Yet, if we are not careful, we will become an institution. So when Brother Lee first proposed about some labor, at that time it was 1 year labor, a strong argument raised up, eventually even caused some brothers to take another way. I wouldn't use the word rebellion, but take another way, because they feel we can't take that. If you ask me, I stood with Brother Lee, we must find a chance for young people to grow up. Right? Then How may Lord lead? This is why I encourage you young people, if I want to be a mighty man, I must go through perfections. Do you get my point or not? Otherwise, sister, you, what's your name? You. Well, how come your names are good? Jubilee, the name is too good. Who's your dad? Tan. Brother Tan is in Chicago or in Indiana. In Chicago, Brother Tan. Nehemiah Tan. Brother, he's in Palantir. Your dad?
He's in Champaign.
Your dad? Why you say he's in Chicago? So I'm wrong. Well, in front of a young girl, you're always wrong, right? Well then, sister, do you want me to be a foreteller, prophet, talk about your future? You will be a good sister. I can assure you'll be a lifelong good sister. For that, you should be happy. You'll finish your medical school. If you're not so picky, the Lord will give you a good husband. If you're very picky, you'll find a lousy one. But anyway, you have a good income, have a good profession. When you will be 70, 65 years old, you will retire. If Lord still didn't come back, look like he won't at that time. But when you will be 90, 95, if you live that long, of course, I think at that time everybody lived 95. You may have a chance to see the Lord come back. I envy you. I really envy you, brothers and sisters. Anyway, sisters, you will offer a lot of money, but you will not be a mighty man. You understand what I'm talking about? There's a difference between I'm very faithful or I become very operative in the Lord's economy. So, sister, don't be discouraged. Go to medical school and tell the Lord, Lord, I don't agree with what Titus said. That is garbage. Let me tell you, I will be a medical school student and a mighty man. I don't know, but maybe you can. Okay, how the mighty man operate? You need to be perfected. I say this to you again and again. Don't take it light. The reason why we considered two churches as learning ground is for this reason. That you should go to some place, really learn. Not just learn lessons, but learn to grow in life. Learn to be equipped with truth and the ability of developing truth. And also learn how to operate. You should give yourself, all the college graduate, should give yourself at least 1 year. After that, you could have one out of four or five choices. Four choices, I believe. Number one, after that you say, I'm so burdened for this locality, I want to labor another year and serve here. That's very good. Number one. Number two, I learned a lot now. I like to go back to my locality to bless the church who raised me up. That's very good, you see. And number three, that I feel I need advanced learning, or I'm more learning, I want to go learn in the other site. That's also very good. You know, other opportunities. And then number four, I want to serve the Lord full time and learning and fight all my life. That is amen the best. Do you realize? With all this, I don't like to say right or wrong. Almost I can tell you. I see so many of them. I see so many. Eventually, brother, possibly you'll find out I will be a faithful brother, I'll be a good brother. As a sister, or it's easier. As a brother, when you come to 50, it's real trial. What would you do? You accumulate 30, 40 years church experience already, church life experience. What do you have? Not much. Because you are occupied with a job, occupied with a work, yet your seniority makes you so high. So you live on the 30th floor without any ground, without a base. I'm not saying this lightly, it's really. So either you have to use your human hand to protect your authority, You know, anyone who takes authority will not give it up. Do you realize? Only people can vote them away, or constitution can limit them. If they have a way to change the constitution, every president will change it to make it 12 years, 16 years, 20 years, to make a lifelong president until next one come in. You know, brother, you, even small authority, I'm a leader of a small church, I'm a leader of a hall in the larger church, I'm leader of what? No, I control. Brother, controlling means killing the young sons. Young sons have no way to go on. Control is the worst thing could happen in the church life. Then all what? Or I retire. So you retire. You are 55. You watch the young people take the lead. You sit behind, enjoyed it. Would you? Brother, I see brothers at age 70 now will not give it up, not because they have a ministry, because they do not give up something they think they invest their life. Yet, what do you have? What can you give? You do not have a good ground, good base for you to be developed as a mighty man. Do you understand what I say now? This is why, brother, I'm not forcing you to do anything. Whatever you do, I love you. Jubilee, be assured we appreciate you. Be assured. And make sure when you get a doctorate degree, give me a call. Titus, you have any problem, call me. Isn't that good? Don't you think? Isn't that very sweet? I'm right. Titus, I was not a mighty man, but I'm a mighty doctor. I serve the saints, take care of their health. It's valuable. Very valuable. Okay, let's come to the mighty man, huh? Lord Jesus, we still have 30-some minutes. Number one, according to the way I go, is how the church should operate. That's not according to the sequence. Huh? If I would put it here, according to the sequence, it may go easier. One is he was in the cave, right? Second, he was in Ziklag, right? Z-I-K. O-E-G, right? Then thirdly, he was in Hebrew. Okay, in the cave, which is the base. In other words, this is the most crucial. When this is doing well, this becomes crucial. Then over here, you need something very crucial. So number one, whatever the stage you are in as a mighty man, that you must typifying and the satisfying of the Lord. Through getting the water by the well of the gate of Bethlehem in the time of the harvest. You know, because this is the most frustrating mightiness. David got crazy. Isn't he crazy? You were in the cave, just about dying. People come to you, and he gives them the first test. He said, I wish someone can get some water for me from Bethlehem. Think about that kind of weather. Think about that kind of road. Think about that kind of distance. Adullam and Bethlehem is not that far away. But at that time, if today in the car, maybe 1 hour. That time, quite a way. Those guys, you know, three guys went down. Get water for him, right? When you carry to the cave, you know how much water left? You think about it, right? The whole thing doesn't even make sense. But anyway, David made a demand, unreasonable. In what time? In the time of harvest. In other words, everybody's busy harvesting. Gospel is preached. Hallelujah. People got saved. Amen. Amen. We just baptized three yesterday, and we're going to baptize another two today. And the Lord says, can you give me some water? Isn't that meaningful? Isn't that meaningful? When the church is so blessed, when the work is so blessed, when you are so busy with the blessing of the Lord, and Lord says, oh, my mighty man, please, where you are busy with rendering the blessings, can you remember me? This is why I list as the first mighty man. That's not the Bible sequence, because this really needs growth. You have to grow to be a person like this. Just think about it. We have a little blessing, even not really overcome yet. Just sing a song. Remember? Isn't that Brother Miller testified or not? Brother Miller testified, right? Just sing a song, he was thinking. Okay, make it a testimony. We're funny people. You know, I'm busy with you, with a conference. I'm tired, and I tell the Lord, I'm so tired. And the Lord will say, you forgot one thing. I say, what? You forgot to tell me today how much you love me.
Amen.
When we're in hard time, when there's a famine, there's no work for you, no need for you to do any work, we kneel down. Lord, I love you. Because you have nothing else to love anyway. Lord, I love you. Lord, I really love you. Lord said, wow, I'm so moved by you. Love me. So I'll bless you. I'll bless you. Oh, then we're driving all the way to see a big hole. Then make a left turn. Right? To accomplish your purpose. And the fellowship with me is we're going to see that big hole. I just puzzled me. I said, why these 20 brothers would drive all the way to see the hole? Later I found out they have a spiritual commitment. But anyway, you know, brother, fine. To see the hole is fine. To have a commitment is fine. To see the blessing is fine. To see the Lord doing so much is fine. But can we at this time remember, Lord, you need some water.
Amen.
We want not only quench man's thirst. We want to quench your thirst. Thirsty. Lord, we want to tell you how much we love you.
Amen.
I like this kind of mighty man. Brother, I may not be a great mighty man. I may be a mini mighty man. But as a mini mighty man, can I tell the Lord how much I love you?
Amen.
Jubilee, the day you got the acceptance from champagne alcohol medical school, the drunken medical school. I heard that. If you get a small letter, that means gone. You get a folder, that means you got it, right? So, you don't have to open, right? It's a folder. Hi, Dad, I got it! Did you tell the Lord, Lord, I really love you? Be honest, did you? Maybe 3 days later, you're driving the car, still enjoying, I will be a medical student. Zee! You see a car was almost hit you. Oh, Lord! Oh, I forgot about him. Jubilee, such a nice sister. When you got that folder, you were excited, right? Did you tell your dad excited? And your dad, oh, I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. Are you a sister? Oh, you will be a doctor, you will be a doctor. Do you have a sister? Do you? Huh? Physical sister.
Oh, do I have a sister? No.
Okay, so who is the thing? You want to be a doctor? Your neighbor? When you enjoy all this, can you say, Lord, I love you. Everything's so good, I love you. Everything's so hard, I still love you. Everything's so encouraging, I love you. Everything's so discouraging, I love you. Because I want to give you some water. So that you don't have to be thirsty. You can be satisfied with my love. Isn't that good? So this is what? This is stage one. So this is point A. Right? Then point B. You're in the mighty man. Among the mighty men. There's a need of some who are able to uplifting the testimony. It's not one. But the crop of people, 200 of them, 200 chiefs, 200 heads of the tribe of Issachar. It didn't type it in, huh? Issachar. Who what? Who find understanding of the times that they might know what Israel ought to do. Do you realize it's surprising? The number two actually come, I believe it's come from here. Can you check? It's in Hebrew or in Ziklag. I think it's here.
Hebron,
right? So it's B. So when you have a country already, when the church raised up, or when the church is raised up, you surely need mighty men. These men, they are not just saying, I'm going to kill you. Or I preach gospel, I got him saved. They know how to watch. Watch what? Understanding of the times. Now is the time to preach gospel. Now is the time to be with young people. Now is the time to have a conference. Now is the time to do visitation. Now is the time to take someone to visit another church. Oh, this is a big thing. Actually, whether the country can become so prevailing, number one is Christ. Number two is that in the church life, do you have brothers who have the ability to understand the times so that they know what Israel, what the church should do? Isn't this beyond you, sisters? You never think about it, right? Your thought is still, praise the Lord, the meeting is so good. Oh, praise the Lord, I can't praise him because it's so bad. Brother, we're like kids, right? But do you know in the church life, oh, I speak to you, brother, sitting here. I speak to Nathan. I speak to Jeffrey. I speak to Sam. Brother, learn. Don't just be a young brother. Tell me what to do. I'm ready. I'm obeying. Brother, I surely appreciate obeying. It's good. For a lifelong, I'm before Brother Lee. I obey. Even I know this definitely won't work. I say, I obey. I'll just write a few songs, which is very sad, because I know it doesn't work. But I obey. Do you know that eventually, who are the ones uphold the testimonies? Those here in Hebron, you have some who can observe the time. Who know how the Spirit work? Who knows the Spirit direction? And they know how to make an effort to stand with the Lord in the move of the Spirit. Amen. Oh, that is a big thing. The more brothers like this you have, that's why the Bible says you need 200 of them. It's not one. In other words, Issachar take over the country because they are the ones so wise to know how to handle the situations, know the time. Brother, the hardest thing is know the time. Many times people regret, oh, why didn't we do it before? Do you get my point or not? Because we don't know the time. Many times people bother, like for instance, in Montreal. A few years ago I was here. I was in Verdine. That's your old hall. I see all the apartment for sale, $60,000 Canadian per unit. And that means only 40,000 US per unit. At that time, I have a thought. I said, well, the work at that time has a little fund. I said, we should buy 10, 20 units here and put it here. 5, 10 years later, the work will be okay. If we did it, the work will be okay. But I don't blame myself because Lord has not committed me to be an investor. But if among the brothers there's one investor, how good that will be. Do you get my point? Now, today we get caught with finance. Yeah. Well, I tell you that it's interesting. Every month we don't know where the money comes from. Every month we got cared for. Brother, we're thankful. The Lord was with us. But today, when I found out the price go up fivefold, you just consider that. If at that time we invested 5 units or 10 units, 10 units for 400,000, right? So today we'll have 2 million to work with the co-workers. How good that is. You know, brother, this is only finance. How about spiritual? Remember, Proverbs says, everything has a season. There's a season to give birth. And there's a time for a man to die. There's a season to raise things up. There's a season to harvest. And there's a season to store. In the church life, who are the mighty men? The first class of mighty men is, I satisfy the Lord. So Jubilee, you are qualified. Am I right? At least you can tell the Lord, I love you. I don't know what kind of mighty man I am, but no matter where busy and what, every day I want to tell you, Lord Jesus, I really love you. Amen. Then secondly, they need people who are what? Understand the times so they have wisdom. so they know how should go. Then the third kind is what? In building the army, there's a man called Joshua, Basahibas or something, right? His means dwelling west in rest. The meaning is dwelling in rest. In other words, when the army build it up, the whole country is peaceful. You know, for the Lord's testimony, you need elders. You need the leaders. For young people's work, you need the leaders. These are the mighty men. They are the chief among the captains. Not only they, he is a good captain. He's a chief among the captains. He's able to raise up captains. This is in the first stage, am I right? Actually, this is before A. There should be C, right? I think C is before A. I tell you, God wants to do something. I think this is mentioning of the first mighty man. Is there? First mention. You know, first God says, for me to gain mighty men, I want people who's able to raise up an army. Amen. Nathan, at that time you have no time for your beer. You'll be so busy. Not only I win the victory, I'll raise up so many full-timers. I'll raise up so many brothers who can be useful to fight for the Lord's testimony. Amen. Isn't that marvelous? So eventually, he's a chief among the captains who lift, he himself is a good fighter, who lift up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. I still wouldn't understand how can people do it. I mean, anything you move 800 times, you're just about dying. Except these 100 people were all become stiff, scared of him. You know what I mean? Suppose he's so big, so powerful. Even that 800 times, you just think about it. How can you do it? You know, brother, don't just always dream. Always have full-timers. Go through 800 first. The slowing, killing of 800 enemies qualify you, gives you the ability to become an army commander, raise up captains. Then, number D, in what? Protecting the field. This is also here. I think this is before A2, right? Before A. So, sorry, so this should be D, and A is here, huh? Firstly, in the cave, Lord gained the mighty man. One can kill many and raise up an army. Number two, Lord gained another mighty man. This mighty man has ability to protect a local church. A local church is a field. And everything will come in. The world will come into the local church to defile it. The sin will creep into the local church to defile it. And the ideology would come into the local church to contaminate it. Eventually makes the local church no longer local churches. Makes the local church even an institution of religion or something, a social gathering. Brother, a local church as a field needs the mighty man to protect it. Who is the one? Shema. That's why his name is called Astonishment. I will save the church situation. He stood in the middle of the ground and defended and slew the Philistines. Do you see a picture or not? He has a spear or sword, whatever, right? Behind him is the field, right? You want to come? World? You want to come? Sin? You want to come? Religion? Here! We don't have this mighty man, right? When the world comes, it's not that bad. It's just a small world. Just watching movie. Then when watching movie leads into all kind of peculiar behaviors, it's not so bad. It's just a young man. No, you know, not so many mighty men make up his mind. As long as I'm here, the interests of the church must be protected to the uttermost.
Amen.
I will defend the field. Philistines would come in. I would kill the Philistines. I like, among many mighty men, I like the first three. They satisfy the Lord. I don't think the second one, the army commander, is too hard for me. Am I right? Then the third one, after understanding, I know that. I can admire it. But for sure, I like at least to be this one. Brother Miller, who are you? Yeah, Brother Miller. Just tell your dad that lest we too be the mighty man for the church in Cleveland.
Amen.
Your dad is an extremely good speaker. You know that? Learn from him. That's unusual. Someone can speak that well. Your dad is unusual. Then tell your dad. Let's stand here. Whosoever want to invade, whether sin, whether it's world, whether it's social life, whether it's modern trend, whether it's religion, whether it's ideology, let's slow them.
Amen.
Let's keep the church in Cleveland, know nothing, know no one but Christ himself.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Don't you like to be this kind of mighty man?
Amen.
Wendy, are you sleeping? Are you okay? Do you like to be this mighty man for the church in Montreal? In every aspect, you are sober. Wendy's an attractive person. You see her, you know that. She's very sober. Right? I think the problem is, I better not say too much. But anyway, Wendy, starting from today, you rise up. Don't look around. Which brother, which sister, how are they functioning? It doesn't matter. Everybody can do everything, but you are there taking a sword. You heard someone invite brother so-and-so to watch a movie? No! Some gentleman dating a good sister in the church life? No! Some young brother dating a gentle woman? No! Someone was occupied with test, examination, forget the Lord? No! Do you understand what I say?
Amen.
Oh, how much the church needs this kind of mighty man.
Amen.
If every local church, which is a field, would have few mighty men like this.
Amen.
We don't want sin come in. We don't want the world come in. We don't want religion come in. We don't want ideology come in. We want the field grow only Christ.
Amen.
Isn't that good? The next mighty man. In killing the enemies. This mighty man is good. He's aggressive. But this only part is, it didn't say who is this. Who are the enemies? Or this Philippines, Amalekites, whatever. He kills enemies. His name is Abishia, right? Father of gift. That is generous. That way he's very powerful. So what? What did he do? He lifted his hand against 300 and killed them. Not as powerful as that 800, right? But even that is just impressive. How can a man lift up his hand? How can a man do that? Look like he's so powerful. He go to the enemy, grab his head, another one. But even that, brother, after 30, you get very tired. How can he get 300? Maybe he get arm, another one. I don't know what he did. But anyway, I tell you, when he sees enemy, he has no rest. Here's an enemy of God. Here's an enemy against Lord's testimony. Here's an enemy that is displeasing to the Lord. Here's an enemy that defiled the saints. Here's an enemy that damages the purity of the saints. I go to... How about that? Do you like it?
Yes.
Sister, do you like it? Good sister, go back. Where are you from? You. You, where are you from? Where are you, the sister beside you? Toronto. Pittsburgh is okay. Pittsburgh. Go back to be with the brothers. Toronto is hotter. But remember that. You got a good companion with you. You two side by side. We're ready. And it becomes. How good that will be. How good that. If young people can rise up, whosoever is against Lord's interest, I will not play with it. Then, that's point D, right? Then point E. In killing the end. Did we say this? Already, right? So E, that was here, right? Is that before A or after A? Huh? After A now, right? So E. Then point F, that was good. In fighting with the world. This, his name is what? Benaiah. Ben. Huh? Benaiah. Benaiah. Jehovah has built. In other words, whatever I do is for the building of Jehovah. Number one, no? He slew two lion-like men of Moab. The Bible recorded very interesting. These two guys, you look at their faces, look like a lion. And his coming into being is so impure. Moab was Lot and his daughter, right? So they beget Moabites. You know, Moab was coming into, how do you have a word for that? Incest. Very impure, right? So it's a big flesh. And their face like a lion. Lion means Satan. You know, what does it mean? That means unfaked religious world. Something of God, Lot. Something of flesh, Lot and his daughter. Do you get my point or not? And eventually appears lion. What is that? He fight. He slew the religious world. And also slew a real lion. What is that? The sinful world. The whole world is under Satan. Satan is like a roaring lion, right? The roaring lion is the world. The whole world is under Satan. And the element he used to control the world is sin. Everything. You know, for instance, the computer was first invented. You know, my first job in the United States was related to computer. I'm a key puncher. At that time, you punch the holes, make the cars, you know. The computers are so big. Each computer is like a big refrigerator. And the line of them. Today, the computer becomes so small. Even the cell phone become a computer or something. I heard that. I never know because I don't know computer. And that's why my son said, Dad, you are illiterate. Is that illiterate? Well, what he said is true. That's a sad story. But anyway, there's nothing wrong with computers. It's a world, right? But do you know how many young people become sinful because of that? Just because of a little box. How many young people become sinful? In other words, everything, no matter how good that is, eventually can end up, can be rooted with sin. You have a necklace. That's beautiful. Right? A necklace, a decoration. I didn't see any. I see you, sister. You don't have a necklace. I don't know what you call that stuff. What you have. No, don't cover it. That's beautiful. What is that? That's a necklace? Yeah. No, necklace is supposed to be with all things go around your neck, right? Okay, but anyway. So that sister have a very nice necklace. Necklace. Okay, necklace is right? So make your necklace, right? But anyway, necklace. And hey, there's another sister, look at it. Oh! Where did you get it? You can't say Kmart, right? Nothing from Kmart. You can say Walmart. It got to be something. I got it from, here you got the, in Canada you have a good big company. I don't know the name now. Bay or something? Huh? Bayview or Bay? I got it from Bay. You got it from Bay? I know another place called Land. They sell it double that price. Much better than that one. It's a world, right? Consider a necklace. Then that one, sorry, I don't know, $20, suppose. And this one, 40. And I'm just a student. I don't have money. So you go to Dad, I need to buy a textbook. Oh, don't laugh. Did you do it? I need to buy this. So what textbook? What textbook? I mean, young people used to get a term that old men have no idea what that is. How much is? $40. Then you go buy one. You see, sin was there. It's a necklace. Necklace, there's no sin with necklace. It's beautiful. Right? Even Bible endorses it. Your neck is what? Beautiful because of your necklace. So even Bible endorses that, right? But that $40 by lying, which is good. No good one would say, Kieran, oh, Dad is not here. Hey, Mom's not here. Then you open up Mom's purse. Take $5 each time so your mom won't find it. After 8 times, you buy a necklace. You steal. Brother, world is sin. You know, liar means a civil world. You know, here is a man, Ben-Nai, right? He firstly slew the religious world. Secondly, he slew a lion. He killed the civil world in the midst of snow. In other words, when everything's hard, the world becomes more powerful. Then he slew an Egyptian material world. You see, the Bible is interesting. If we talk about different mighty men, he said differently, right? He killed 800, just that simple. This one, he go in detail, he tell you, world, do you know, a mighty man is the one defending the brothers from the world. Not only the sinful world, but also the material world. Egypt is a material world. Not only the material world, even the religious world. I will protect the brothers. I will kill the world element so that the church life will only have Christ. Amen. Not easy. I think I may have told you the story. I had a residence in Los Angeles. Then one brother heard it. He drove a beautiful car over. He said, Titus, you should buy this. Sue another brother. He didn't do it. Sue another brother. I look at it. Wow, it's beautiful Lexus. Actually, I look, all the Lexus are much uglier than that one. Big, huge, that possible, the highest class, whatever. He says, $20,000, you take it. I look at it. I drive it. I enjoyed it. And I like it. And I cannot buy it. Because I realized, if I buy it, the whole church is going to drive Lexus. And whosoever cannot drive Lexus will try too hard to get a Lexus, to make money, to steal money, to fight for money, to rob bank to get the Lexus. So eventually I told the brother, sorry, I can't take it. The brother says, told the other brother, and says, oh, if he doesn't have money now, it doesn't matter. Just let him drive it, whoever has money, and give it to me. Then the brother explained to him, no, it's not that. He likes your car, but your car is too fancy for the church life. Do you get my point or not? You know, brother, I'm an old man. I cannot drive a Chevy 2 or Corolla all the way from Montreal to Cleveland. Possible after that, it'll take me about 30 days to rest because they shake your bones. When you young people, bones shaking, it doesn't matter. One day, one brother says, I'll drive you to Toledo from Toronto. That's simple, right? It's a conference. After drove me there, I can't give any message because I lay there. I can't move anymore. The whole way shake like the boom, 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 boom. A young man doesn't even feel anything. So eventually, that conference, I can't do it. I only do very little part of it. Since then, I realized, driving London, I drove London most time. Driving London, so you need a car to preserve your energy. But you cannot have a car with world. Do you get my point or not? Oh, brother, be careful. You know, here is a mighty man. Well, we better go fast, huh? Here's a mighty man. Take care of the religious world. take care of the sinful world, take care of the mature world. Okay, so now you come to point G. Now it's in fight again. First, you need someone to know the time. Secondly, in warfare, the is a danash, is the way you say it. Set the battle in array. Set the battle in array is not simple. For instance, we have hundred some here, right? How to set the battle in array is an art. Sometimes you got the wrong leader with the wrong team. Sometimes you got the wrong leader, right leader with the right team. And the result is totally different. You know, from the first day, even at the end, they didn't take my advice. From the first day, I said, how many serving ones? You told me about 13, 15, right? How many sons? You said about 130, later become 150, something like that, right? So I said, every serving one, serve 10. Begin with this locality, then the nearby churches, then the brothers who are related to them. You know, brother, you didn't do it, did you? You didn't do what I say, did you?
We tried. We arranged teams like that.
Okay. You did it.
Try to. Yeah.
Then become different, you know. If from the first day, your brother were like this, then 7 days, these 10 people just like an army. The full-time walk in front, 10 people follow him. Or 10 people walk in front, he's behind them. Heavy serving one. Invest himself into 10. After 1 week, your morale is all different. And after the training, they can be careful. What is this? This is to set the army in array. This is just a small thing. How about all the churches? How about all the sins? How about a different level of sins? How about different desire of sins? Then you need to set the battle in array. Who, when, to do what, with what kind of people. Then you have another kind of mighty man that is in battle. Of Zebulun, and of Reubenites, and of Gades, and of half-tribe Manasseh. They were expert in war, in all instruments of war. Now, think about it. Huh? You have B, then you have G and H. This is Hebrew, huh? G and H. This, you are fighting for the country now. Fighting for the country, number one, you have to people, have few, someone to see. They really can see. The number two, you have some people know how to arrange. Number three, you need someone who know how to operate. Americans good at that, right? When Americans go to front wall, they got killed, but they very good with push buttons. Missile, go over, we win. They know how to operate, with what here says, with all instruments of war. Don't just say that. I know one verse. I preach gospel through the whole globe, one verse. It never work. Never work. Brother, in my life, I don't do it. I invite one brother come to preach gospel. He gave a message. And second year, I invite him again to come preach gospel. He gives the same message. Because he travels through the whole nation with that one message. So he forgot he gave the message here before. I listened to it. I said, brother, a mighty man should know all instruments of war. Amen. Do you understand what I'm talking about? One brother said, I have one message. That message I can do so well. I like it because it's better than I have no message. But a servant of the Lord got to know. When you talk about the song, here. When you talk about Bible, here. When you talk about a certain book, here. When you talk about experiences, here. When you talk about enjoying the Lord, here. When you talk about touching the Lord's presence, here. When you talk about raising up people, here. I have the ability to know all the instruments. Brother, the greater is the base, the more Lord can use you in the future.
Amen.
For the nation, did you realize the three things? You need a good king. But you also need to have people who can evaluate the situation. And you also need people who can arrange, put all the people, all the churches in a race. So eventually they all can get the top out of whatever comes. And thirdly, they know how to operate all kind of weapons. Then we have two more, right? Point IJ and HIJ. This is also K. Sorry, I'll add one more point. Huh? In personal fight, this is a Ziklag. Here, you need a personal fight. You see, you have this armor. Mighty man, build up the city now. Now, in the city, you don't have the strategy. These are all related to strategy. This is how the Bible recorded in this sequence. Huh? But in personal fight, number one, led by Ahiezer, brother, for help. He's a help. Who is what? Who is a Benjaminite or something? Benjaminite. In other words, he's of Benjamin's tribe. Huh? Who were armed with bows and could use both their right hand and their left in two things. Number one, hurling stones and shooting arrows of bows. You know, eventually, you say, I'm not as this man. They are too powerful. Kill 800, kill 500, 300, I have no ability. I'm not as wise as this man. They know the situation. They can do the arrangement. But let me tell you, I'm good with quoting them. Let me read you a verse. John 3, chapter 16. God so loved you, he gave his only begotten son for you. That is a, how do you say, hurling, right? Only one verse? No, you need another verse. Whosoever believe and baptize shall be saved. An arrow. I got two verses to do some job. Oh, don't think I'm joking. Jubilee, you must be very bright, right? You go to the town for intoxication to become a medical doctor. Do you have two verses yet? On one hand, you can hurling. On the other hand, you can shoot the arrow. So eventually, I'm not that mighty, but when I go to the front, it really works. Brother, at least you should have this. Sister, do you understand what I say? Where are you from?
Rochester. New York.
New York, Rochester. Sister, it's good. You have that sister with you, French-speaking sister. Claudia, yeah. You have Claudia with you. You go tell Claudia. Claudia, I don't know what kind of mighty man you are in this category, but you got to make me a mighty man.
Amen.
One hand, doop. Another hand, shoo, made it. Somebody got saved. Someone began to love the Lord.
Amen.
I don't want to be an empty-handed mighty man.
Amen.
Just shouting, I'm a mighty man. We want to be a mighty man. Those who want to be a mighty man may never be a mighty man. At least you should learn the basics. You know the basics, that I have some verses, I have some way, I can get people saved, I can help people to love the Lord. So then you got to the next one, Isaiah, which is a treasure, right? The first, with he takes the lead, with the other 10 Gades, huh? Could handle shield and buckle and were swift as roll upon the mountain. Shield was defend. What is buckle? So you have a mighty man who knew how to run away. Oh, it's really, it's just for run away, right? Three things. When the big enemy come, I have a big shield. When the small enemy come, I have a little buckle. And I run so fast you can't get me. And I'm a mighty man. Isn't God gracious? God is so gracious, you chicken young sisters. Sorry, huh? Sorry, Jubilee. You chicken young sisters. I can do a thing, I can do a thing. When the world come, can you run? When sin come, can you run? Do you get my point or not? When the enemy attack, can you say, you can get me, then you run as fast as the road. Even enemy can get you. Well, one of the mighty men was a professional defeater, but he made it. Don't you like it or not? Don't you like it? It's different with your sword, right? You saw the mighty man is the one with a sword, I like that one. With the hand, 300, he got killed him. But I'm not, young sisters, young brothers, you are not, but at least you could have a shield. You can have a buckle. You cannot attack, but you can defend. And you also can run real fast. And the good part is, if they can get you, you always can stand there and restore, fight for the Lord again. Amen. These are the mighty men. There's one more item. Maybe we can. Oh, just forget about it. There's another mighty man. His name is Adonai, A-D-N-A-H. I couldn't find the verse. I forget to write down the verse now. He leads the captains from Manasseh, huh? Then his job is attack the land as raiders. What does raider mean? R-A-I-D-E-R. I think you have a baseball team, right? Or a football team, whatever. You got a team called the Raiders. What does Raider mean? Huh? Yeah, to attack before you know it. That's a Raider, right? Now you have another group of mighty men. What they're good at? They know. All of a sudden they end up in the city, become Odyssey people, preaching the gospel for 3 days, and they conquered. Amen. That's readers. Oh, don't you have a mighty man? And you call them to defend something, call them to uphold something. They say, well, just forget about it. But we are going. Give us a burning spirit. We have a burning spirit. We are coming here to raid the city. Is that English? Amen. Raid the city. Amen. After we left, many God's people existed.
Amen.
You know, the Lord needs to raise up many raiders today. We're too old in our town. Where are you from? Cleveland. How many years? 41. I went to Cleveland in 1964. Now it's 205, right? 41 years old. I'm happy I travel. Otherwise, think about how old I will become. And you brothers, you are in Cleveland, sister, 20-some year old already. All in Cleveland. Become a raider. Tell you to move away. Tell you to drop that intoxicating city. It's impossible. But I like to be a raider. Do you get my point or not? I descend to your locality. I'm preaching the gospel.
Amen.
Isn't that good? Amen. So eventually at the end of all the mighty men, they are raiders. That's actually the end of the mighty men. Oh, I cover all the mighty men. Don't you appreciate it?
Amen.
You can see this is a church life. This is a church life. From the beginning, everything's hard. Until they get a city, they know how to fight. Then until they become a kingdom. Did you see that? When the church is raised up, they have people with wisdom to see the situation, to arrange, and eventually to operate. May Lord have mercy.
Amen.
I'm very thankful for this week. I'm also very thankful we have 13 meetings and you lasted. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Shouldn't we say praise the Lord?
Amen.
And we're very happy!
Amen.
We may be as poor as David,
Amen.
But we can be after God's heart!
Amen.
And we want to be David's mighty men! We are not for ourselves.
Amen.
We are for God's testimony.
Amen.
Isn't that marvelous?
Amen.
We declare this.
Amen.
We are here for God's
testimony.
Amen. Amen. Can we declare?
Amen.
We are here
for God's testimony.
Stand up, declare. We are here
for God's
testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Testimony!
Amen.
Let's sing again, burning, burning, we're burning. Only verse 1.